Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
Studio, dripping like cocoa, gifted with a dope flow, rip any tempo, do it for my kinfolk, say that I'm so dope, make me go ape shit, mojo jojo. This shit here, nigga, sounds so fantastic. Hoes heard a voice and they all go spastic. Now your baby mama is a full-time fanatic, and your little kid is a big loot addict. They love me in the strip club, love me in the whole house. When I make a record, man, I make it for the whole house. This same shit got your little sis turned out, working on the whole show, nigga, till she burnt out. Shimmer like living, no fucks given. Every day I eat just like Thanksgiving. Gotta thank God for the life that I'm living. I done came a long way from the jails and the prisons. Moving at top speed, blowing that dro weed. Trying to sell more records than a motherfucking BG. Yeah. Stream money.
Big and Lazy.
Got a nigga wilding. My bitch stay high, but the pussy low. Malice.
We back again.
Back again.
I'm Big. And this is my co-host.
I'm your boy, Lazy. We always hit you with another one.
Special guest, Mr. Black Nigga Bullshit, Mr. Simba Life.
Come on, man.
What's up?
Louisville's own Dine Wine, man. What's up, man?
Come on, man.
Chauncey on the stage, man.
Come on, man.
I'm glad to be here, man.
We're glad to have you, man.
Fucking with you, catch.
It's the most dapper guest we didn't have, man. He got the white pants on with the night. The most dapper guest we didn't have, man. What you been up to?
Man, I've been chilling. I had it's my little nephew's birthday. He went out to the Red Lobster. I don't really fuck with Red Lobster, but you dig? That's what that nigga like. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when they ate that shit. Then I came over here to fuck with y'all, man. I'm digging this shit, man.
Hey, man,
and I just seen
shit.
Y'all got a tag. It all big and lazy. That's hot, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I like this shit, man.
Yes, sir, man. We appreciate you being on, man, because you got your own shit going on, your own platform and shit. You could have been bougie, but, you know, Mr. Black Nigga Bullshit himself.
Listen,
in the flesh.
They give me $10 million tomorrow. I'm going to still be a ignorant-ass, dirty nigga. That's just in my soul. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
I'm like Chief Keef. You can't clean me up. Yeah. Hey, every time you see that nigga, he in some designer shit looking filthy.
Yeah.
He do. Like that nigga needs some lotion.
Yeah, like you just took some Louis Vuitton and put on pig pen. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. Yeah, I'm one of them type niggas.
Definitely, man. So, man, how you find your style as a comedian, man? Let's get to some good professional shit first.
I would say my style is just real life, man. Mm-hmm. I talk about my life, man. Things that go on in my life, shit that affects me. And, you know, it's hard to fuck with relationships and shit because I talk about such real shit. You was talking about me. You know, I'm through with the bitch. So, you know, that's how it go. So, I would say to anybody doing anything, just be yourself. Mm-hmm. If you can be yourself and the people is feeling it, you'll go farther than if you create a gimmick. But if being yourself don't get you where you might got to create a gimmick. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
The hardest person to be is somebody you ain't.
Facts.
It's the hardest person to be in life is somebody you ain't.
Especially for a long
That's
time.
That's for a real nigga.
Yeah.
It ain't hard for a fake motherfucker to be somebody.
Right.
You see them every day. You know what I'm saying? And you be like, damn, this.
But,
and sometimes it take a minute for you realize this motherfucker been faking the
That's
whole
what I was
going
to say. You
so,
can't be fake forever. You can't fool everybody forever.
Yeah.
Niggas is going to figure out nigga, you was a fuck nigga.
Yeah, but you know, by the time they do, you might have accomplished. Look, I just, matter of fact, if I got hurt. I was just watching this shit about this woman. The bitch faked having cancer.
Wow.
Yeah, she went wild about it, said she had cancer.
Uh-huh.
A week or two later, she came back and said, I'm healed from the cancer because she said, fuck modern medicine and went and did some old herb Dr. Sebi type shit.
Yeah, went in them waters, huh?
So the bitch ended up blowing up. They gave her an app on what's that phone we was just talking about? iPhone.
Uh-huh.
They gave her app on the iPhone.
Mm-hmm.
Then the bitch wrote a book. She's blowing up. So then she come back and say the cancer then came back.
Damn.
Whole time she ain't went bald or none of this shit. Yeah. She's like, no, they was giving me chemo pills and my hair didn't fall out. Long story short, man, couldn't have found out that bitch was lying, man. The bitch was, but by the time they figured the bitch out, she's up some millions. That bitch done went to Israel.
Hey, man.
Yeah, she's over there just hanging out. You know, hey. They don't want the bitch out. Yeah.
She, they don't went like, viral
man,
for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, fuck, get this dirty so, scamming man, bitch out of her.
Did she have to get the money back?
No.
Yeah, she gone. That money gone.
Yeah, you can't. She didn't steal it. So right. How you going to make her give it? You see what I'm saying?
It was donated.
If I give you your boy, he's another nigga. You ever seen y'all young Blood Sport? You ever seen Blood Sport with Van Damme?
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Okay, that was one of the coldest action movies came out like around the 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. Look, he's my age. You seen Blood Sport? I know you seen Blood Sport. Okay, Blood Sport was about a nigga named Frank Dukes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Frank Dukes was supposed to have been in the military, which he really was in the military, but he wasn't doing shit. He was like working at a desk or some
right,
shit.
Right.
He claimed he was the head sergeant or whatever, raised by a Japanese man. Then he claimed he went to Japan to take part in an underground fighting tournament called the Kumite.
You gonna make me watch this shit tonight. Man,
yeah, if you ain't never seen Bloodsport, you gotta go watch Bloodsport. Yeah. Now, he's in the Kumite. He say he win the Kumite and everything, right? Kind of found out that nigga lied about all that shit, bro.
Damn.
He done worked on hundreds of movies, scripted hundreds of fights. He done did all so.
So this is a real story. This ain't no movie. It's the nigga.
When you get out for here, look up Frank Dukes. First, Bloodsport is a movie.
Yeah. Right.
That's with John Claude Van Damme. Now he didn't produce it. He's the nigga that gave him the story.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He came like if you come tell me an amazing story.
Right.
Yeah.
Like man, Lou, I was down there in the jungle in Brazil fighting anacondas, and me and Brandon's like, nigga,
Dolomite
this is some
shit.
Awesome shit.
Yeah.
Right, right.
But no, we believe in it, you know? So we got money. We're going to like, well, we're going to make a movie for you, nigga. You're awesome. 20 years later, you done told a goddamn lie.
Damn.
Yeah, man.
Oh, wow.
That's a bad nigga, though, boy, right there. I know he got paid, but
it's people that can fake their way through life. It's a man that sold the Taj Mahal twice.
Damn. What?
Man, look it up. History will fuck with your head.
It will.
It was a con man. First, it was a con man that sold the Eiffel Tower. Okay.
The Titanic shit, too?
No, not that. Here, this is a real story. Look, back in the day, when the Eiffel Tower had been up for some years, it was getting old.
Uh-huh.
It was starting to break down. They didn't want to refurbish it. So they started talking about tearing it down. The con man reads this in the paper. Light bulb go in his head. You know how con men are. They think different.
Right.
He goes to the richest hotel in the town and rents out the conference room.
Yeah.
Invites a whole bunch of millionaires and tells them he's selling the Eiffel Tower on behalf of the city.
Damn.
Yeah.
Wasn't nobody biting, but it's just like fishing. Sooner or later, somebody gonna bite.
Right.
A nigga bit. Got that man on for hundreds of thousands of dollars, nigga. Then he skipped town.
Yeah.
Dude was too embarrassed to go and tell the police. Dude comes back and tries to do it again. Dude told on him. Nigga, you did get him locked up. He gets out.
Yeah.
Goes to Chicago. He goes to meet Al Capone. So you know what I'm saying? You know, it's
deep shit.
Yeah, you know, this is a gangster. You know what I'm saying? So you know, he's like, look, if you give me $5,000 in a month, I can make it $15,000.
He told Capone that?
He told Capone that.
Yeah.
So Capone, he knows him. He knows he's a known con man.
Right.
But the way Capone figured is, he fuck over my money, I'm going to kill him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. At period point blank. Or it could work out. It's worth the gamble to Capone.
Right.
He's a millionaire. He don't give a fuck. He give him the $5,000. What the con man do is, he takes the $5,000, puts it in the bank. Don't touch it. He leaves town. He's gone for a month. He come back in a month. He tell Al Capone, Mr. Capone, I'm sorry. I couldn't flip your money like I told you. So Al Capone's going to knock him off. He said, but wait a minute. I still have the initial $5,000 you gave me. Hold on. This is how cold he is. He said, I only came to you trying to make that deal work because my mother's dying. He said, but unfortunately, I couldn't make it work. But I know you're not a man to be trifled with. Here's your money. Al Capone felt so sorry for him. He went on and said, here, keep the $5,000 just because you kept it a G. Mm. Nigga's mother was never dying. Damn. His whole plan was to get the five Gs.
Damn.
You see what I'm saying?
That's a damn motherfucker, man.
Con men's heads is different.
They ain't got no movie on that?
Nah, man. But to say people can't be fake, that's how niggas get caught up.
Facts. Because
you...
Okay.
I don't remember his name, but if you look up the man who sold the Eiffel Tower. Look it up now.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll tell you his name. Uh-huh. You can speak into them smartphones, be like, who is the man that sold the Eiffel Tower? It'll pop up, bald head, white dude.
Sold the Eiffel Tower.
Hey, that reminds me of a movie I watched with my wife one time. It's a true story about this little girl. Her mama was making her be sick.
Yeah, that was I know that. I know who that was.
Them hypochondriac motherfuckers.
Yeah, she was making it seem like she was sick, but she wasn't. She's shaving her head. People was donating all this money, houses, this shit. And by the end of the little series, her ass.
That's him.
Her
What's
ass.
What's his name?
Victor Lustig.
Yeah, Victor Lustig. Lustig. Bad Lustig. Motherfucker, cuz. No, bad was, motherfucker.
Yeah,
man.
He is.
Yeah. Then after that, look up the dude. So. The other dude really sold the Taj Mahal twice.
Uh-huh.
Then they locked him up. Nigga broke out of prison like two or three times. Yeah, damn. He's in them streets right now.
Damn.
Yeah, them con men. So when people be like, oh, people can't be. It's natural for some people to be fake.
Mm. Yeah.
It comes natural to them to put on a persona, a facade. Because they trying to con you, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just some are better than others. You know what I mean?
But the little girl, though. It was a series. It's actually it's a real movie.
And she killed her mama.
I mean, and it's a real. It's a true story. So she's getting older. She's figuring out like I ain't sick. Like what the fuck?
She's
I can walk.
Her mama's.
Her mama's taking a whole bunch of pills too at night. So she's getting knocked out. So when she get older, she gets a little laptop. She start talking to niggas on the internet, walking around the house. When her mama found out she was eating. When she took it to the dentist,
because
she was choosing what she ate and everything, putting it in a feeding tube, wasn't even feeding her. And this little girl ain't even sick.
What's her name? I forgot. Melly Rose or something? Rose.
Something Rose. But she's about to get out of prison. But the nigga, so she talking to a little slow dude on the internet. He's slow. They said he didn't even have the IQ of a 12-year-old. He was, you know what I'm saying? He was like mentally fucked up. But he was on the internet. They found each other. She told him everything that happened to her. He came and knocked the mama off for her and took her back to his house.
Mm. This is real life.
This is real life. It's happened down in Florida. What was it at?
Man, that shit was crazy because he fucked her mama up. Mm. Like it wasn't no regular.
He did a bad.
He did a bad.
Like the Hernandez twins.
But he won't get out of prison. She's finna get out or she's out.
Damn, dang that he got life.
Yep. They said he shouldn't have did it.
He killed her later.
Yeah.
But he probably did it because he felt bad for a kid. A lot of niggas.
No, he was. That was his girlfriend. That was.
That pussy's a motherfucker, ain't it?
The girl she did it to.
The girl when she reached out to the dude and they were talking online.
Oh, she got him to kill her mama.
Yeah, because her mama thought her mama didn't even know. Her mama didn't even know that she was doing it. The mama would get so fucked up on pills at night, she'd be knocked out to where the little girl just started like, "Damn, I can't walk."
Yeah,
you feel me?
Thought she was sweet, but
I'm
it wasn't.
Sick.
Yeah, that's like that Flowers in the Attic. Y'all seen that?
Yeah, that's a motherfucker. Yeah. I read that book in elementary.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That Flowers in the Attic.
Books is a because books is a motherfucker. I fuck with books. I ain't never read it though.
Yeah, man.
They kept the kids in the attic for.
It's a lot of fucked up people in the world though.
Yeah, a child called It too. I read a child called It. That was
Fucked up too. So really, what you should tell yourself is it's hard to be real.
Yeah.
It ain't hard to be fake. You know what I'm saying?
That's a gem right there.
Yeah, most of these niggas is pretending to be something.
Definitely.
Bro.
Especially these rappers that y'all be, you know what I'm saying? Y'all letting y'all kids thinking that's their world and shit. Like, I don't do that shit. Like,
most of these rappers ain't pretending now. That's the problem with rap.
Rap
was cool when they was pretending.
Real talk.
Niggas ain't pretending.
These young niggas on go mode.
If them niggas say they ain't spin the block, they done spent that block, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't say them niggas is pretending. I wish they were still pretending.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Shit. More rappers than died in the last 10 years then you know what I'm saying? Like, we had Big and Pac. That right. shook up the world.
That shook up the world.
You just shook up my mind when you said it's more real, because it's real as fuck now that I think about it.
Yeah,
there ain't too
nigga.
Many fake rap niggas
man,
right now.
Man, them niggas ain't playing. Yeah.
Pre-Jeffrey, man.
Back in my day, we had they would call you Stu Joe. Oh, he's a Stu Joe gangster. Man, these niggas, they'll rob you in the Stu Joe.
Okay, so what
you come to make a collab with a nigga, they done broke, they done robbed you. Like, hey, goddamn.
Think so, your shit sweet, huh?
Yeah,
so how you feel about the, I don't know if you following the Thug and Gunna. How you feel about Gunna doing a concert and saying Free Thug? What do you think about this situation?
I mean, here's the thing.
It's tricky.
Okay, here's the thing, because I'm going to keep it 100. Thug is not pretending.
No.
Gunna was pretending.
Facts.
He's the nigga who's like, wait a minute, nigga, I thought this was pretend.
Yeah,
I thought we just smoked some weed, you know. You niggas is killing each other and shit, man. I ain't signed up for this.
I
can't. It's like wrestling.
Yeah.
Rap is supposed to be like wrestling.
Facts. It's a character.
When I was little, I thought Ice Cube was the hardest motherfucker on the planet.
Facts,
you know
too.
What I'm saying? I was like, nigga, if I ever see Ice Cube, I'm going to look down.
Yeah.
He might kill me. You know what I'm saying? I thought he was that hard.
Yeah.
Man, he was pretending. Look where he's at now.
Yeah.
So look at the niggas who don't pretend, like Tupac.
Yeah.
Realest nigga to do it.
Yeah.
Coldest, my favorite rapper.
Facts.
But keeping it real,
yeah,
it's going to get you fucked over, man.
And I always say that Pac is the greatest because he did shit rappers didn't do.
Yeah, Pac was different, man.
Nigga shot police.
Different. Yeah.
Don't nobody get off on police.
He was a different type.
Then go back and nigga rap. Nigga, what?
So at what point did you be like Ice Cube, he's pretending? What point, you say as a kid, but what point did you like, damn, man, he's you know, I ain't going to say no, he's pretending like
I really didn't realize till the nigga started making movies.
Yeah, that's when I realized.
That's when this illusion got broke.
Yeah.
Ice Cube used to wouldn't even smile.
Yeah, he's cold blooded.
Yeah, like I thought he was a stone killer.
Yeah.
Had the Nation of Islam in the country.
Even what's his name? Jerry Heller?
Man, he
that
said,
nigga was like, man, he's the devil.
Yeah.
He rapped about us,
he fuck with hunkies. Ice Cube was different,
he was
bro.
Definitely different.
But then I seen him. I said, wait a minute. He's smiling. He's happy.
I'm going to tell you when it switched for me. I figured this nigga's like real intelligent. He ain't
he's
just no rapper.
He's very intelligent. You can
when
tell
he
he's
did,
intelligent.
It ain't even the Disney. Because, you know, I come up in the era, you know, I'm young enough to still remember when Are We There Yet first came out and shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? I'm like, damn, Cube is really like.
Yeah, by then you really knew.
Like this nigga's cool. Like,
he just played his role.
Definitely did. But I think in a way, though, it was a lot of real life to that shit that he stood on.
Ice Cube was able to rap what he seen.
Definitely.
And I definitely feel he had certain beliefs. But he wasn't out there in that shit like these young niggas is now, bro. You know what I'm saying? King Von and all them. Yeah. No,
them
man,
niggas
them niggas is outside, man.
Them niggas was really fucking shit up and then rapped about it. You feel me? But it changed for me with how I learned it. That nigga was like, shit, nigga. He wasn't just no hard, stone cold niggas. Nigga was in college telling these niggas, like, look, nigga, you can't even be here if you ain't running, nigga.
Yeah, I just, you know, once you get older and you start to see things for what they really are, you know, you like, okay, it's all an act.
Mm-hmm.
It's a show. It's entertainment.
Oh, I'm gonna ask you this though. You say, you know, Ice Cube seen what he saw, so he's seen the struggle, he's seen the drugs. So can I ask you, why do you think people, I'm not gonna say black people, why do people take pride in the struggle? Why do people, man, you didn't have to wear the same drawers for a week growing up? You don't know. Like, why do people take, like, you didn't sleep in the dark? You ain't sleep in the pissy matches with Brazil.
Because I'd rather take pride in it than be ashamed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah. But okay, I ain't say take pride of it. Why do people fault? Like,
I'm just saying, I'm asking you for real. Before I would want to feel sad about something,
right.
I would want to condition my mind that it made me a better person.
Yeah.
But we all know it's bullshit, because if you ask any adult what they doing, I'm trying to leave generational wealth.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make sure my kids didn't go through the bullshit that I went through.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you can't cry about it. So a nigga's gonna condition his mind. It made me who I am. It made me hard. It made me awesome.
A lot of niggas, you know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas, you know, they make it off that too.
Yeah. It drives them, it pushes them, you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like another rapper like Skyface, a lot of niggas couldn't relate to being suicidal and all that, but some niggas can. Some niggas that's been out there and done some shit and can really understand living and dying. Like, you feel me? Like,
so you know, you dig? Who wanna sit and cry about some shit? You know what facts. I'm saying? It is what it is. Like, you
but
dig?
You're not gonna fault me for having like.
Nah, now see, that's like what we talked about. Now you ain't gonna fault me though.
Yeah.
Right.
Cause my mother was college educated. Like, a lot of my man, you come. I don't come from no. Back, my lights were never off.
You're right.
Uh-huh. I ain't never miss a meal. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm my mother's only child. I've been wearing polo since I was five.
Yeah.
Back when niggas would make fun of you. When you got that collar on your shirt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You ain't even understand.
You ain't even understand. But at the same time, you think I'm a feel bad because my mother went out to get educated to make my life better?
Facts.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's why I tell people, I'm a nigga that got in the streets just because I was ignorant.
Yeah.
Just because I just wanted to be doing bad shit. Like,
But a lot of niggas ain't going to say that, though. A lot of niggas going to come up with some shit, like, you know.
No, just pushed me to. Now, we'll say this. I was a child that had my father in my life up until I was about 13.
Uh-huh.
Once that nigga exited my life.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was my mom couldn't do nothing with me.
Yeah.
That's why I was telling you, was that you? I was like, nah, it make a difference when your daddy's out.
Yeah.
Because he's going to bring discipline.
Yeah.
Like, a mother could tell a kid to clean his room five times. That nigga won't move. The daddy come in.
Facts.
He ain't cleaned that room. Your mama told you clean that room five fucking times. Furniture start moving.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
It might not even come to that.
Man, as soon as
he might get popped, nigga.
Yeah, come on, man. Just, a father makes a difference.
An active father.
Lost that, oh, no, it ain't no reins on me now. I'm buck wild. The streets can, out here.
Like, it's different when you got a nigga really in your face with it, like, with being a father. Like, being a father ain't no, you know what I'm saying? You got to really be there. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta be there.
You gotta see everything. I feel like I be seeing everything, but I miss a lot. You know what I'm saying? I know I miss a lot because I know I got away with shit too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But for the most part, I'm like, nigga, you just like me. You thinking shit don't stink. You thinking you don't get caught about shit. But nigga, life got a thing for your motherfucking ass.
You
getting away with certain shit.
It always catch up.
Definitely do. So back to entertaining. What is your favorite funny movie, you know, funniest movie you ever, you know what I'm saying? We always say our favorites on here.
Harlem Nights, man.
Okay.
I just had a feeling you was going to say that. Bro.
I love Harlem Nights, man.
That's a bad motherfucker, though.
You know that scene when they first walk in, like, in the first part of the movie, and Vera's coming in late, and this is right before Eddie and Vera get to fight, and he shoot off a toe.
Yeah.
That whole room, everybody in that room is dead except Eddie.
Yeah.
That's crazy, ain't it?
Yeah, man. He's working with all the legends.
That's a bad motherfucker right there.
That is the coldest to do it.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't give Eddie Murphy his props. But
Yeah, you got to.
You ask somebody who's the best comedian, Kevin Hart.
Hold on. You talking about nobody's. If you ask somebody
that's a lot of people.
What I'm saying, when I say nobody's, I mean outside of people whose opinion would count in that era.
Okay. Right.
If you ask Dave Chappelle,
uh-huh.
If you ask Cat Williams, they might not say he's the funniest.
Yeah.
They'll tell you he's the king of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is.
He's the king of this.
He did everything.
So outside of that circle, it don't matter.
Coming to America.
You feel me?
Come on,
the people going to say what the people say. The people going to have their opinions.
Facts.
But amongst, when they say your rapper's favorite rapper, Eddie Murphy is your favorite comedian's favorite comedian nigga.
Yeah.
And he's an OG now.
He's still around.
Only nigga might say is above him is Richard. But even then, Richard didn't put the movies out like Eddie.
Facts.
He did.
Eddie put out movies that changed the culture,
He did.
You know what I'm saying?
Life is one of my favorite movies.
Hold on, y'all just said.
Coming to America.
Yeah, we just said three in each era.
Come on, bro.
He said Harlem Nights. I said Coming to America.
Life.
And you said Life.
Three of the coldest, funniest movies.
Come on, all time.
Harlem Nights and Coming to America, right? Like, they came out at the same time.
I just seen on TikTok, some niggas were talking about.
But
Life is a spinoff from, because remember he said, don't go back to New York, man. We be gone.
Yeah.
You know, we ain't coming back. And Eddie Murphy
got locked up. I heard that before. Because his name was, Trading Places.
Yeah.
That's another.
I ain't seen Trading Places.
You ain't seen Trading Places?
No, I ain't seen Trading Places.
That's what put him on the map.
Hold on, though.
48 Hours was right after that.
Hold on.
48 Hours put him on the map. I don't know which one he
You don't even understand the part when him and Shorty, the McDowells, when they walking on the bridge, yeah, and then he gave the old man. He said, "Hey, yeah, but on the remember, us. He said, hey." He said, Richard, what is his name? He said,
we back.
We yeah. back.
They from Trading Places.
Yeah, they went broke.
Oh, okay.
They went broke.
Ed Murphy made them go broke in yeah. Trading Places.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's a bad
oh,
motherfucker yeah. right there.
So you
Eddie's the GOAT, man.
Connection if you ain't seen
Eddie's the GOAT. Niggas ain't, I ain't never seen nobody put two movies,
man, that nigga's
you know,
cold,
like that, in that at that time. That was
and
crazy.
And niggas try to, the critics try to say Rasputia wasn't cold. Man, yeah. that's just funny to me, man.
Hell yeah, Norbit.
Go Norbit. Is fucking go hilarious Norbit. To me, man.
Hey, now, you want to know the funniest part of the movie, though? What was Shorty's name that he liked?
I don't remember this Kate. Jana. I mean, this skinny girl.
Yeah, yeah. Kate. Yeah. She said, man, what's the girl's name? And he was like, something Spanish. It's something.
Kate, bitch.
She fucked that nigga up the whole
hey, yeah,
movie,
man,
though.
I like that movie,
but niggas
man.
Forget, nigga, we still forgetting Nutty Professor was... The truth.
Nutty Professor was...
Dr. Doolittle. Come on, man.
And that's all I'm saying is that's what separates Eddie yeah. from a lot of the other yeah. people.
And he did action.
Yeah,
he
man.
Did, you know, Beverly Hills Cop was, uh-huh. was the... nigga was, you know, he was a cop.
All them motherfuckers was classy.
So,
okay, I've been asking this to a lot of people on social media. So, are you going to do... You come down to you. You got 3 years in Park Hill, Mutton County Jail.
Oh, three! Damn, you said 3 years.
Yeah, 3 years rent free. I'm taking the years, bro. I'm going doing my time in the county.
Nigga, I'm going to the county.
You
nigga.
Going to the county?
Yeah, for a month.
I'm gonna go Park Hill
for 3 years.
I'm gonna get hopefully I get on that Parkway.
Hey, listen, mate.
Yeah,
Park Hill rough, mate.
I remember you coined the phrase Park Hillian.
Yeah, man, Park Hillians is rough, mate. Listen. I got something behind my ear. Look, you can look at it right there.
Yeah.
I got that on Park Hill. My brother tried to cut my whole ear off.
Oh, damn. Hit you with a blade?
Man, yeah, I was wild, though. You know, I was wild, so I was all for it. It was like, yeah.
So y'all heard about the bitch that got hit with the brick?
I want to hear about the blade, though. I want to hear about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I do, too. I do, too, though.
Hit you with the blade. Man,
that just reminded me, though.
Rumbling? Yeah, young kid, just out there rumbling, man. Nigga trying to get me. I ain't realize this shit kiloed up on me. It's like a worm. It's been back there since I was little.
Damn.
Hey,
you got some. That's my thing, though. You really done been up there, so you already know. Like, no, I would not recommend you go down there.
Give me one of them. Give me the apartment right by the liquor store, and I can rent free. Just give me on the outside. I don't want to go through the cuts and stuff. I want to walk to my car to my door. Give me my 3 years. But look, what I'm gonna say is, before I lose track, ain't no rules in street fights. Ain't no fucking rules.
It ain't.
I hate, that's against the rule. That's against the code.
If me and him
squabbling, I'm gonna hit you with something. If I can get to it.
If you mm-hmm. want rules, be a boxer.
Yeah, be a boxer. Go to martial arts.
Yeah.
Ain't no rules in those street. He got hit with some mace. So
man, when I was in the fifth grade, I fought the biggest nigga in the school. And that's my best friend now. I cut his hair and everything. That's my nigga. But he'll tell you, one time that nigga picked me up. He was the biggest. He's still the biggest nigga around.
Mm-hmm.
The size he is now was the size he was. You know, Piggy from back in the day, Eric.
Yeah.
Big nigga. That's my nigga now.
That's Ricky's people's, ain't it? Ricky Mason?
Yeah. Rick Moon them.
Yeah.
But nigga picked me up. All I seen was the earth. I'm like, nigga, fuck no. I bit the shit out that nigga. He said, he bit me. And he dropped me.
Bro,
he
ain't
dropped
no rules
me though,
no
nigga.
Fight.
I was ready to go to the earth. No nigga had me fucked up.
If I'm losing, I'm kicking you nuts. I'm not getting stumped out. You know what I mean? I ain't no valid person. I ain't got no beef or nothing on. But
right,
if some shit comes, ain't no rules.
Nah.
They was talking about that man in that gamma chair. He was swinging that chair. That's going too much. That's somebody's granny.
You talking about
You talking about Montgomery?
Yeah, Montgomery. Oh, he should have got the chair. That nigga went there to fight.
And he went to work with that motherfucker, dog. Yeah, I ain't never seen somebody really go to work with a chest off of wrestling.
But that's when they went on to hit the brawl, though. Like, nigga, goddamn, you
talking about
the brawl. Police didn't give a fuck, dude.
Nope.
He started doing it.
They were just like,
man,
stop.
You got to start locking these niggas up.
Yeah.
As soon as he smacked dude with the chair, they was like, dang, okay, let's get the chair. Then he smacked the lady. Boom. Oh, this nigga's going to jail. He was the first one to get out.
And you mentioned something about old girl getting hit by the brick. Like, what was that about? Like,
I seen her
shit swole up, but yeah. I ain't seen nothing.
I won't say this.
Huh?
Because, you know, they've been talking about that shit online a lot. I do want to say dude was wrong.
Yeah.
Punk ass, jerk ass nigga.
Yeah, he was wrong for that shit.
Brick. that was wrong.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
as far as her hollering about, all these niggas is supposed to help her.
Yeah.
Oh, bitch,
she did say that.
First of all, she's in the video and she said verbatim.
Yeah.
He picked up a brick.
It ain't none of you.
I stood there. No, it's what she said. And I said, what you going to do with that? Bitch. First, you a goofy bitch. I see a nigga pick up a brick. We got to get 10 or 15 feet between us, player. You got to chuck that motherfucker at me. You ain't going to be able to just whack me in the head with that motherfucker.
Real talk.
That was one. So she was like.
Plus, I'm trying to find me a brick.
Man, you hear me? So that's problem one. Problem two. Bitches need to quit because here's what they say. It ain't right. It ain't okay, bitch. Life ain't right.
You can't put yourself in that man's place, baby.
A man's not great. If I see a nigga crazy enough to slap you with a brick in broad daylight, he probably going to try to do some violent shit to me, bitch.
The only person
this nigga's crazy.
The only person that's going to help you is your son.
She's a lesbian. She's a lesbian. Bitch, where was your girlfriend at? Hey. Why that bitch ain't jump in front the brick? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got to take it.
You want a nigga to do it. Bitch, get out of here. I wouldn't felt no time. You see the little nigga they interviewed? He holler, I watched it. I seen him hit her with a brick. He said, and I did nothing. And if the nigga hit her with it again, I'ma do nothing. Right. Get the fuck out of here.
He might have been a little sweet. That was hilarious.
But I seen the video. She was like smacked his hat or some shit.
No, that was somebody different. That was just to let everybody.
It was a different video.
Listen,
it was a different
that's
video.
That's just to show you her disposition.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
This particular nigga she tried it with was Haitian. So that's strike number four. You ain't seen Kodak Black? These niggas is different, bitch. What you over here talking all this bullshit to this Haitian for? He don't give a fuck about nothing, bitch.
No.
Whack, take his brick to your motherfucking head.
Hell no.
Knock it off.
That's what they play with.
Man.
I'm going to throw his brick at this bitch.
Serious business, though. It ain't right for men to hit women. We're not saying that.
No.
But you got to stop putting your man in that.
I will say again, the nigga who hit her, he was a lame, goofy nigga.
Because
the bitch tell you you can't have her number, nigga. Go on. Life goes. So I'm not one of these niggas saying she deserved it.
Right.
Or none of that. She did not deserve that. But I am saying... Niggas is not obligated to help this bitch when she get what she don't deserve.
Hey, you know how many people...
I done sat on the corner and watched niggas get shot. Man, nigga, give me a rat. No, nigga, they might be coming back to kill you. I kept driving. It is what it is. It's survival. If the fittest at this motherfucker...
It's a crazy world.
If he's slapping you with bricks, bitch, he's ready for pistol play nine times out of ten.
He's grabbing a gun or a knife on us.
You lucky you ain't get shot, bitch.
Man.
That bitch looked like Elephant Man.
I said
he was petty for that. He was petty for that. And I don't give a fuck because you seen the videos where she's bashing niggas and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't care. That don't mean she deserved to get slapped with no brick. But it also means, bitch, we ain't coming to the rescue. That's all I'm saying. That's just the reality of it.
You want protection from the same niggas you talking down on. Yeah,
that's what I was just about to say. I'm like, man, it's a lot of women that be bashing niggas out here, but it's a lot of women that would love a real nigga, though. We gotta, you feel me? Stop thinking, you feel me? That's one female too. You feel me? Everybody's woman ain't going around getting smacked with a brick.
She said
in the video, men only protect what's theirs. Bitch, you're right.
Yes.
You're correct. Yes. Here's what I don't understand about women. If you know something, that's like me saying turtles only go in their shell when they threaten.
Right.
Yeah.
Why would I get mad if I know that's what it do?
Right.
Exactly.
When it start doing it. It's like, oh, it's threatening. It's going in the shell. Nigga ain't protecting me. I ain't his.
Yeah.
Okay, bitch, you know the rules.
Facts.
How do you know the rules, but you complaining about the rules? Bitch, beat it.
I'm with my kids, and you want me to just like, hold on, kids.
This is a bitch that sucked my dick every night. Uh-huh. Nigga hit her with a brick. Hey, I'm going to try to kill him.
Yes, he's going to die.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hold on, nigga. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Real talk. You need to choose, bitch.
Hey. You bitches want to be renegade bitches, but you want protection from... No, bitch. Choose up, bitch.
It don't work like that. I'm going to say this. if do y'all think women's intuition is real? Because I say no, because if it was real,
intuition is real, period.
Yeah, I think because I think everybody got intuition.
Why there so many deadbeat daddies? How is it? If that's real, where was the intuition at?
Hard dick. Listen, that's chemistry. That's what see people don't understand. When a bitch get the right dick in her, he's an ain't shit nigga, but this the right dick.
Right.
It releases pheromones in her body.
Right.
They crave coming in. That's a scientific thing. Like, never been sexing a woman and she look at you and say, come in me.
Yeah,
that's her biology. So that's how they get caught up. They know they stupid when they doing it.
Yeah. Right.
But your dopamine's is going. Yeah. You damn near off heroin.
Yeah.
When you coming and having sex, all your dope, that's why sex feels so good.
Yeah.
That's why you love sex. Most people love sex.
You know what I'm saying? Facts.
So you're not thinking right. You're retarded. Dick got a retarded. Come in me. And then he came in the bitch. And now he's gone.
Yep.
So she caught up. So intuition ain't had nothing to do with that.
Yep.
You got caught up with the dick.
It hit the nail on the head, my nigga. Because good sex anyway, I keep you around somebody long enough. Anyway.
Just like it's certain women that'll tell you coming, man. You look at that bitch like, no. But it's certain bitches that'll say that to you like, fuck it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, because her shit done did something. Y'all pheromones is reacting. Yeah. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
So, I think you don't want sex demons
is real.
But yeah.
And I think we all got intuition. We all got intuition.
Yeah, intuition is a real...
Women just express it better than we do. We be like, oh, I ain't going that way. These niggas be shooting on that corner.
When you get a gut feeling... That's real.
Yeah, it's your intuition.
That's scientific, man. Yeah. All that shit. Everybody.
I'm gonna tell you, that kept me out of the realest shit in life. Like, you feel me? I ain't never been locked up in none of that shit for real. I ain't gonna lie. A failure to appear for no insurance was long as I was in jail. I ain't gonna stunt. But
yeah, being in jail ain't a good thing.
No, you
said it like you ashamed.
I'm just saying, I'm doing awesome in life. Yeah, you feel me? I embrace that every day. I'm just saying, niggas, you feel me? It just goes back to what you said earlier about the struggle. Niggas embracing the struggle.
Yeah.
Niggas embrace
But that ain't necessarily a struggle. Because I ain't even going to say going to jail is a bad thing. Because there's some niggas that go to jail and they ain't even did shit.
Right.
Or some niggas that go to jail for doing real shit.
But
you know
I was saying about my intuition. Like, I done did some shit, but it kept me out of real shit. Like, once it goes above this, my level, I'm like, shit, y'all niggas really fucked.
Y'all got it. Yeah.
Y'all got that.
And the older you get, the more in tune with your intuition you get.
Yeah, definitely.
I swear to God, bro. You can't get me, you know what I mean? I see bullshit coming from a mile away.
A mile away, man.
Just like when
you was in your teens, a motherfucker say, fight. You run to the circle.
Yeah.
Right. There's an adult fight.
Thanks.
I'm going to my car, nigga. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? The whole, it's only a fool at our age that's going to run to the circle.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
A goddamn fool.
Yeah. So it shouldn't be nobody in that circle but young motherfuckers who's retarded.
Yeah.
That's your intuition, like you
said,
getting better.
Yeah, your intuition done kicked in, man. You ain't playing with your life no more.
Definitely, man. A nigga ain't never played about it, though, for real. I ain't going to stunt. Nigga, that shit kept me out of a lot of shit, nigga. Mama, I ain't even got to.
I gotta ask you this though. Was you really about that pimp life? Is that a persona? Was that really?
Listen, I started fucking with whores when I was like 20, man.
Because
I had realized most of the bitches I was fucking with was slut bitches. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, I attract slut bitches. So I would never get caught up with them, but I would always hang with them. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
naturally, too.
You know, everybody run a train on a bitch. I'm the nigga that's going to go on and hang out. Hold on, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Let me talk you in the next time we do that, let's charge these niggas $20. Mm. You know what I'm saying? One of them type niggas. So, yeah, and it just went from there. And then, I had some bitches turn me out to that shit. Before I even thought of that shit, it was a bitch came to me there. I ain't gonna say her name.
Yeah.
Cause she's in the city. You know what I'm saying? But she's like, yeah, nigga, I had been fucking the bitch. Yeah. I used to steal my mama's car. I was like 16. I'd climb out the window, go steal my car, go pick that bitch up. She'd be like, buy me some NyQuil. Cause you know, I couldn't buy liquor. Yeah, she get drunk off that NyQuil.
Off the NyQuil?
Yeah.
That's some new shit.
If you sitting down a half a bottle of NyQuil, you got to think, you 15 to 16.
Yeah, you got
to this bitch is buzzed out of mind. I'm fucking on the hood of the car in the park and shit.
Damn.
So I lost contact with her. Yeah. And I ain't see her for a minute. So I seen her little sister. She's like, she stay over, whoop to whoop. So I goes over to the bitch's house. And I'm, you know, first thing off top, bitch, let's go get some NyQuil, get it cracking. Bitch, she's like, nah, I don't want that. I was like, well, let's get it cracking there, you know? She's like, we get it cracking, come on in this other room. Uh-huh. We already in a bedroom.
Right.
Yeah.
So I was like, what do you mean another room? Oh, okay. Damn. So yeah. I go in the other room. She just got a mattress on the floor.
Uh-huh.
It's where she been turning dates. You dig? Yeah. I'm young, though. I don't know nothing about this shit. So I was like, she's like, yeah, plus I need $100.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Fleur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description. In the comments, go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
I said, bitch, I ain't gonna give you no motherfucking $100.
Right.
I said, bitch, you a prostitute. She said, I don't give a fuck what you call it. Nigga, I need my money. What? I said, well, bitch, if you a prostitute, I'm gonna be a motherfucking pimp.
Yeah. Man.
She was like, let's get it. And I fucked with her half at. And then I met another whore.
Uh-huh.
So I introduced them bitches.
My nigga need a real Pimp America movie, man.
I got my name tattooed on both them bitches. It was my first two hoes put me in the game.
That's crazy.
I fucked with them.
And I know you for real, because all them pimps on the Pimp America movie, remember that movie? All of them said the same thing. Well, shit, a bitch put me on.
That's who put me on. I ain't know nothing about it. I had heard about it. But what was crazy, I grew up watching movies like The Mac and shit.
Right.
And then when I was like in middle school, I used to cut school and go hang with this prostitute. She was an adult. I didn't know she was a prostitute. She just used to let me, she would know I would see me in the neighborhood cutting school. She's like, little boy, come in here, you know what I'm saying? And give me food and shit.
Yeah.
And I would see her go back in the room with different dudes every now and then.
Uh-huh.
They'd give her gifts and shit. So and she'd come out and give them to me. She's like, hey, you want this? Well, yeah, bitch, you did. She'd give me liquor and shit. And then one time I got older, I said, it was a prostitute. I said, they been loving me since I was little.
Yep.
Taking care of me, holding me down. So I fucked with her, man. I fucked with
real
her
shit
ever since, man.
Real shit.
So what would you say is part of the reason that pimping had, like, would you say died or if it died?
Human trafficking, nigga. Mm-hmm. Man, that's straight fed time now.
Man, yeah.
Why motherfucker come to me now, I don't talk about that shit on the internet for real no more.
Yeah.
Because I don't do it no more.
Right.
Like I said, I talk about what I'm doing. So you don't see me talking about that no more.
Definitely.
They like, you seen that one little nigga on Facebook?
Who?
Devin Fly guy.
Oh, yeah, the nigga that had
the... That was my nigga. That was like my little protege.
What happened?
He had the video. Yeah.
He had millions of views
on.
Pimpin' is a federal charge, nigga. When he not heard me say it.
Damn.
He's gone.
And he had millions of views on this rap
that
shit.
That nigga had hoes. I was proud of the young. He was on my podcast.
I
remember.
He came with his hoes. You know I was proud. I saw this young nigga pimping.
Man,
they got my nigga, man. Free my guy, man. Free Devin.
It's funny you say that, because I was just chilling with a little female and she trying to put me on to some like, I'm like, oh, no, that's cool.
He ain't even know it.
She tried to, she didn't gave me the whole run, you know, but I'm cool, though, because you might as well get you some fit now if you're going to go that route. You might as well go and get you some.
I ain't going to say fit now. That's a whole different game.
You might as well go and get some drugs.
No, because here's the thing. With pimping, though, a hoe got a snitch on you.
Yeah.
So really, like my nigga Sugar Free say.
That's the only people that can,
he said, you don't go to jail for pimping. You go to jail for mispimping. That's why when they came to that hoe, they try to say, she's like, nigga, I would never.
Yeah.
Right. I ain't never did nothing to cross her.
Right.
Right.
But as soon as you cross, they said, dude, when they locked my little nigga up, they said he was beating them with phone books and shit. You know, it was all in the news and shit.
Damn, I ain't him. I got to look it up.
Yeah, man.
I knew about that shit.
Yeah, it was local.
Oh, man, I ain't hip, man. Yeah, yeah, bro.
Because then he took off running. He went on a high speed. Then he took off running. They caught him up, man.
In Indiana?
Yeah. I don't know if it's Indiana or Louisville, man. But, yeah, they got me a little nigga.
So when did you make the transition into, like, the comedy shit? When you just know, like, man, this shit really is what I should be doing because this shit go.
The first time I got paid from it. I did an open mic because I used to rap.
Okay.
You know, like in my 20s and shit, I wanted to be a rapper, nigga. You okay. But I never got paid from that shit.
Right.
I thought I was good. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, nigga, I can make some good songs, but man, that shit costs money. You ain't making money.
Definitely.
You go tell a motherfucker, man, well, here's what really made me say fuck that rap shit. Jeezy came. He's like, give us $300, you can open for him. I said, I'm going to pay you to perform.
Right.
But y'all great give this nigga racks.
Yeah. Right.
At least let me just perform for free. You know what I'm saying? Nah, nigga, you got man, fuck this rap shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's what made me fall back, too, because it's like, I wish I would have made beats or something, though, instead.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can be slinging beats to you niggas that like to rap. You know
the
what
very
saying?
First time I did an open mic, because it was a comedian, Tyra Crush. She asked me for 2 or 3 years, you need to come do comedy. I'm like, I'm not no comedian. I don't know no jokes. Just come and talk about how well you just do you. I did the open mic. That same night, a motherfucker said, we got $70 for you come to Bowling Green.
Damn.
I said, right, well, I'm fucking with this shit.
Yeah.
Right. It ain't a lot of money.
Right, it's some money, though. Yeah, saying,
but it's some money.
Yeah. Shit, like, that'll get a nigga going. What you mean?
I can fuck with this shit. So then, a nigga did a show. He's like, we need to do a show. I'm like, man, I don't think people come, man. They're going to come. You just don't be knowing. Woo, woo, woo. Nigga did the show. He's like, I'm going to give you the door. I just won't get the people in there to buy drinks and my shit and shit. But he promoted the shit and everything.
Right. Yeah. It's his spot.
Man, I sold that motherfucker straight on out. The dirt ass nigga played me for the money.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Man, we ain't signed no contract. It's in the third. Oh, so I started to get on some other shit. But I was like, fuck that shit.
Right.
That was my first show. All them people was coming. So I was like, I ain't gonna have it.
Yeah.
Man, I went and tore that nigga's ass up for an ass straight.
Damn.
I made him leave his own goddamn venue. Yeah, he got the fuck up out of there. His bitch was mad and everything.
Yeah. That's how you do it.
I ain't gonna cast
that's
show.
Fucked up though. Yeah. Nigga, use your talent and your following.
But that's how it go. That's how the game works. Somebody gonna fuck you over.
Yeah.
That's everybody.
Yes, yeah, most contracts. Yeah, even most, if it was a contract, it might be a fucked up
and
contract.
Luckily it was only for 400. I ain't get played for no lifetime contract. So now I be knowing. Like, nah, I don't play with no nigga about that shit.
Right. What's the biggest show you think you done did?
I did 2 back-to-back shows in Louisville. They was my own shows.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably about 150 people in each.
That's dope, though.
And then I went open for T.K. Kirkland. There was a whole lot of people in that
joint.
Yeah.
T.K. a legend, man.
Fuck that nigga. Fuck that nigga. You see how he just tried to do Charleston White?
Yeah, I did.
I believe every word Charleston said.
You right,
nigga. I met that nigga. Go look on. It's on my YouTube. Go look on there when you get a chance, nigga. Because I talked about that nigga in my set.
I remember that.
Yeah. Because, nigga, I come to the green room. This nigga, what y'all doing back here? Fuck you mean what we doing back here? Man. Nigga, I'm a comedian like you, nigga.
Right, nigga.
I told him I won't be alone up here. If y'all mind, can y'all leave? Oh, man, this nigga's on some others. I said, man, I'm trying to talk to you about buying you a little. Man, we talk about that. Like, say less, nigga. I leave out.
Yeah.
I go tell one of the, because I was in Columbus, Ohio. Man, the nigga just put, that's what he do. He do that every year.
What?
And y'all don't say nothing?
Right.
Man, I went straight up.
I ain't
never seen none of his kind of economy or stand up or nothing. Like, yeah, he don't even look like he's funny.
He ain't garbage.
Yeah,
I ain't gonna say he's garbage.
He was on Cash Money's movie too back in the day. I first seen him.
That's what I said in the stand up. I said this dirt ass nigga that put me at the green room. Nigga, we ain't seen you since Baller Block. I was like, nigga, what the fuck's wrong with you? Nigga, I start to go harder. I was like, nah, I ain't gonna do it. Cause you still might fuck with me. I'm like, dirt ass nigga, don't play with me like that, nigga. You don't know me, nigga.
But you ain't lying though. Charleston just said he'd be on some fuck shit, dog.
You see, you know he stole Eddie Murphy's watch.
What?
He stole Eddie Murphy's watch?
That's why he got blackballed.
I ain't know it.
Oh, man. Damn, you don't know it?
Nah, he stole his watch. Get it back.
Rolex. Rolex. The nigga stole it, nigga.
Damn.
That's why he ain't been in no shit. You got to think, you've been around this long. You know all these people and shit. Why you... Eddie Murphy put all the movies we named, he put all the comedians in.
He did.
Why you ain't never seen TK?
Exactly. Facts, though.
Exactly. You don't fuck with that nigga.
Facts, though. We ain't, like you said, we ain't seen a nigga since Baller Block.
What you feel about Charleston White? How you feel about it?
I fuck with Charleston White. With Charleston. He's a character, man. Yeah. Charleston didn't figure this internet shit
out. That's all it is. And niggas get it misconstrued all the time.
Yeah, they take shit too serious, man. Dude's a character.
Yeah, he definitely is.
Now, do he say Adelaide shit? Hell yeah. That's how he got to where he is.
But he say a lot of shit that don't be lies,
he say a lot
too.
Of real shit, too. Yeah, shit. You feel me? You got to say real shit.
Definitely,
to get to the level he's at. You know what I'm saying? But you got to say some absurd shit, too.
I want to see
that nigga funny.
Yeah, I want to see him on the stage, though. I ain't going to lie. I haven't seen him on the stage.
He was coming in and out. It was like a little comedy club, but they canceled it like 2 weeks out.
He said he got out of the show. You ain't watched
Live Nation. Okay.
He said, you ain't watched this interview talking about it?
I watched it, but I didn't know it was.
I ain't know it was the same. I ain't know the two together.
He was doing it with TK.
Yeah, I seen all that.
He said TK was trying to play for the bread and shit.
He got him kicked off the tour. But somebody else said that...
he said he got off the tour. TK said he got kicked off. Okay. Charleston said he left.
But somebody somebody said Charleston left. He was like, nah, man, Charleston was digging it. He was like, he wasn't fucking with TK.
Charleston said he left.
Yeah.
Because TK then wasn't paying him.
Trying to get you 50 a night, 50 a show.
Yeah, shit like that. Like Charleston said, I can do it on my... I can make more than that doing my own show.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So, I believe in
that. You got a platform, shit. But you got a platform, man. So, we definitely appreciate you coming, man. It's like,
man, I enjoy
it's like a
being
blessing
here.
For real. You know what I'm saying? Having somebody with experience with this shit, this type of, you feel me, interaction, my nigga. You do a shit every day.
You had a podcast.
Used to.
I still do one. Well, it ain't a pod, but we do a live show.
With Ashley?
Yeah, every Wednesday. Okay. So, I got to plug it while I'm on here. She'll say something to me if I don't. Every Wednesday at Virtue at 9 o'clock. Well, now it ain't every Wednesday now because the football season starts. So, once a month. Uh-huh. I think it's the first Wednesday now.
Okay.
Now, football season's over because they do game night now.
Ah, okay. Yeah,
for football. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, it's once a month until after football season.
Okay.
I know Ashley Gates. We know her for 20 years. We went to Westport High School.
Who, Ash?
Yeah.
That's my baby girl right there.
Definitely, man. So what you got coming up?
I've been doing a show once a month at I got this little spot on Rockford. I've been fucking with this African cat. Real good people, man. And I might miss this month, but I'm definitely going to do one next month. And then I get off these papers next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably going to leave the city for a little bit, man.
Go see
what kind of waves I can make. I'm going to either go to L.A. or Atlanta.
Okay.
I don't really like New York, so I'm going to try L.A. or Atlanta.
Yeah, that's where it's going to happen for you at, man. You got to get out there where motherfuckers is active at, man.
Yeah, I can't keep you dig.
There's a lot of active shit going on.
But I just don't want no issues with them POs and shit. Dig, I got 6 more, 9 more visits, I think. I'm done with that shit. So
man, congratulations, man. Stick with it, man.
Yeah, walk that shit down.
And shout out to all the niggas that have to come off, man.
But my first, I ain't going to say memory, but my first recollection of... when you used to go on live on Facebook, you used to go live and just go, it wasn't nothing this crazy. You would just pick somebody and do 30, 40, and that was just pure fucking comedy.
Yeah,
I think the first person you did was Dave Wood, the big guy, big deal. I think that's the first person you did, man. That's when the record.
DeJuan, you talking about DeJuan.
Y'all talking about.
But see, that's what people think. I just rant. That's probably why you don't see me do it a lot no more.
Uh-huh.
Them people be fucking with me.
Yeah.
And I kept telling that nigga, I'm like, hey, bro. He kept saying something about my handicapped cousin. But you know how he do little slick. It's your girlfriend or something. Nah, it's my cousin. So, he say something again. So about the third time he did, I said, hey, fat boy, you need to fall back.
Uh-huh.
So, nigga, okay. So, that's how that happened. I don't And that's probably, like I said, people don't fuck with me no more. So yeah. That's why you don't see me clocking on a lot of people no more. They be like, hey, let me leave this nigga.
Motherfuckers
alone.
Can't take no jokes, man. Niggas jump off the fucking roof that you joke on.
Yeah, definitely. Hey, that's what you said talking about crashing out, boy. Some niggas be trying to crash out on that book, boy.
Yeah, I'm cool, man. You hurt their feelings. And you know
that's
what I mean?
The other thing, though, I fell back. Because sometimes you get to ripping a nigga. Then his homeboy jump in and you just rip his nigga. You don't even know this nigga.
Yeah.
You look up, he's in the barber shop. Man, get your dirt ass out of my motherfucking face, nigga, if I stab you with praise goddamn clippers. Hey, so man. I was having situations like that and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, you know.
Yeah, they're definitely going to take it, though. But that's how I remember you, too, though. But that shit was wrecked. I wish you would have got some monetized on that shit, because, nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm once that shit hit bag, lady, boy, you damn near famous.
Yeah.
How you feel about... Go ahead.
What you saying?
I said, how you feel about OnlyFans? Like, you think that's internet pimping? Or is that prostitution? How would you feel about it?
It depends on if you can get the money out the bitch. A lot of these niggas ain't getting no money out of bitch, man, regardless if they home.
Sauce Walker, he be making it off these bitches.
Sauce Walker's some real pimping. Yeah, I can tell when a nigga really be pimping.
Yeah, he pimping.
Plus, he down there in Houston.
Yeah, that's where it's heavy.
Yeah, it's a whole stroll down there called Bensonette.
They blocked it off. They just recently did.
What,
like,
Bensonette?
Yeah.
I did some real pimping on Bensonette.
Yeah.
Look, you learned they blocked it off?
Yeah, the police, like, a lot of the business was complaining. My nigga,
I was out there with two hoes. Uh-huh. Nigga, in the church people come out there and start cooking.
They didn't.
Yeah, give them a hoes place and shit, trying to tell them to change their lives, man. Bensonette's real pimping, man. Mm. That's why I can tell how Sauce Walker talking. Nigga, he's on some real pimping. I like that.
Y'all got to excuse my co-host, man. He's been down on really buying some.
Buying
some famous coochie somewhere.
They closed Bensonette down.
Yeah, they
that sound like a pioneer place.
Like, they did like a
that's
block
a real
out.
Live hoe show.
Yeah, because my nigga used to live down there. He sent it to me Instagram they
like real? Different cities.
Yeah.
Other than Louisville got what 18? That ain't no real hoe.
26.
You go on Bensonette, you gonna see 20-year-old hard body bitch. With they shit in their ass. Like, that's a real hoe stroll. Go down there in Memphis on Lamar Circle. They really hoeing.
I seen the video, bro. It was a good 30, 40, 50 girl. It was, you know what I mean? It was out there.
Yeah, Bensonette is real.
So the police, they got like the plan and make it like it's hard to drive and scroll through. So they block certain shits off. Like, that shit's crazy.
I knew Sauce wasn't lying, though. That nigga said that he got the shorty.
He got two body bitches, don't he?
Yeah, he got both of their bodies done. And look, y'all get on these OnlyFans, get that bread. We're going to be straight. One of them gave him like $2-3 million at the end of the year.
Man, damn.
Like, this is how much we made.
LeBron ain't playing. I could tell that nigga ain't playing.
Yeah.
That's why I try to get a bitch's body done. These bitches Louisville's retarded.
Look. I don't get getting your body done and going to work at a fucking factory.
Yeah, that's some goofy shit.
Ain't that some goofy ass shit? If you're going to get your body done, get the OnlyFans, hop on the pole, get going, baby.
I'll say that if you get your body done at 20. Yeah. Now, a lot of these 35, 40, they getting it done because, life can hit them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
life can hit them.
Get the mommy makeover.
Yeah, so I can feel that one. Mm-hmm. But if you 20 years old, you go get all that meat put in your back and you ain't getting some money.
Yeah.
Bitch, you's a retarded bitch. You know what I'm saying?
You got to be really up.
Yeah, you just fucking around to be fucking around.
Yeah, because I done seen them. I done seen them out there, Thornton's. Like, she looked like she got her body done.
Yeah. You working at Thornton's. Serving 10 on 20. Goofy, bitch.
I get that. And you making payments. You're making payments on the goddamn body.
No, man. They ain't making no payments on no.
They financing the BBWs, and BBLs. They financing the motherfuckers.
It's like a car, nigga.
Yeah. I don't know the prices, but no, they finance 10 racks. You know, they go down to taxes.
Yeah.
Maybe put $2,000 or $3,000 down and finance the other 7. I don't know how much it costs. I'm just saying, but yeah.
They paying on them shit.
Yeah, they paying on that shit like a car, bro. I don't get that shit. And you not getting your best. If you're going to invest in yourself, invest in yourself.
Look, I paid for one in the bitch tore ACL. I said, what the fuck?
Damn.
Nigga, this bitch got a football injury. Take the bitch to the doctors. This bitch got the knees of a 60-year-old motherfucking lady, man. It's like I done bought a Maserati with a goddamn Kia engine, nigga. I said, God damn it, man. I was fucked up, man. She's still my dog, though, but God damn. I was just, I don't know what to do, bitch. You can't do shit.
How she turn? She
twerking. Twerking.
Yeah, her twerking.
She got the knees of a 60-year-old. Imagine if your granny started twerking. She gonna turn some shit. Yeah, man, it was fucked. Nah, I cried. I was depressed for a year. I was depressed for a year, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you, man. Shit was all fucked up, bro.
Hey, you got a body done.
I got a body done, man, and that bitch tore ACL, man. Oh, I want to take out like an old horse, man, and in the back of the barn, man, and just put that bitch down. I was so mad about that
old
shit.
Oh, yellow.
Man, yeah. I had dreams of killing that bitch and everything. I was devastated. So
did she ever shake back?
You can't shake back from no, she got no cartilage on her knees, man. It's not no shaking back. I wouldn't have even did it had I known that. Like, nah, bitch, we ain't giving you no ass. You know you can't dance with some old lady knees. Like, nah, I gave it to one of the other bitches. Them bitches was mad. Then a motherfucker, you know, ain't got this bitch's ass, this old lady knee having bitch. Oh, yeah, she was all fucked.
How old was she?
Nigga, 21. Fuck. You think I'm gonna go get an old bitch's body done? Like that's a mommy makeover. Bitch, yeah, no.
She got knocked off her.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull a sauce walker and put my bitch in the game.
You ain't gotta have
them. Oh, you ain't gotta have them on,
man,
no more.
She got hit with the motherfucking
That shit fucked my whole world up, man.
She got hit with the Blake Griffin.
Man, then I had a bad Puerto Rican whore.
Mm-hmm.
Man. I was gonna get her body. Then that bitch was on the Heron, man.
Oh, man.
Nah, she ain't. Hey, bitch, that bitch made me the most money out of all the. I've been fucking with hoes all my life.
Yeah.
That bitch made me like 30 grand in 1 month, nigga.
Jesus Christ.
Ain't no one bitch never did that for me. Like, nigga, I was like, oh my God, nigga, yeah. That bitch be nodding off like a motherfucker. I wake up, bitch, it's a date here. Yeah. Get on up. She was a worker horse, though. Yeah. All you had to do was keep her pumped up full of that shit. I miss her. But it is what it is.
Is she okay? Is she get clean?
Yeah, she got clean, had a baby and shit. I think she's back to some hoeing, though, but she with her baby daddy now. He old goofy nigga, but you know how that go.
Yeah.
Hey, man, it was a pleasure having you on.
Yeah,
man.
I had a ball. What, it's over, man?
Nah, we gonna keep going a little bit.
Man, yeah, I'm here, man. Yeah, I'm just getting fucked up.
I
ain't in no rush, man. I'm fucking with y'all, man. I'm great. Roll me another one, nigga.
So how
shit.
Do you...
Y'all done got this shivers. I probably ain't gonna leave. That's gone. What we doing? Yeah, it's on tonight. Hey,
man, shout out to Turning On with a Luke Scotch, man.
Y'all like that shit?
We usually don't, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You said real pimp juice right
you,
there.
You
man.
Feeling it? You like that?
Yeah.
I see you keep refilling it goes down smooth, don't it? Especially when it mixed with that ice, man, it's like you ain't even drinking liquor. Yeah.
Facts.
But then you look up and you be like, man, I'm feeling good.
Because I'm over here pumped up right now. I ain't gonna lie. I'm good, though.
But that's something I can sip throughout the day.
Yeah.
Like if I sip Douce all day, let's say I start sipping Douce at one.
Right.
By four, I'm drunk.
Right.
I can keep all day. I'm
fuck with Remy. I can't drink Remy all day.
Hell no. Remy gonna sit you down after so many, man.
You ever had the Douce and lemonade?
I like all my liquor straight.
Okay.
I might chase it with water.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I don't like nothing sweet with my liquor, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like dry wine. I don't like sweet alcohol.
I fuck with
wine. I want my alcohol to taste like alcohol.
Yeah,
that sweet shit make me sick, man.
Yeah, definitely.
When I drank it with my liquor, you know what I'm saying?
I found that taking shots and then trying to chase it with...
Man, like, chase it with that water, bro. That water gonna keep you in the game, man.
The water?
That's what you...
Some people feel like it gets you drunker, though. They ever heard that?
I heard it gets you drunker,
Hey, man, it keep me in the game.
Yeah.
I don't get sick. It might get you drunker, but it ain't going to get you sick.
Right. Yeah.
It's going to keep you from getting sick. You know what I'm saying? You keep... most I'm going to do is be hungry.
Right.
Yeah, then I'm going to keep pulling up, nigga.
I get stupid hungry off the liquor, though. What's your all-time favorite liquor, though, if you had to choose?
It's Chavez. That's definitely my... Okay. Yeah.
What about you, Big?
I don't know. I wasn't in Martell hard.
Yeah, you got me on the Martell.
At Martell and ginger ale, that shit go down like water.
Yeah,
yeah.
I be turning to my young hoes at Martell, like, you know, fucking Casamigos. Yeah. You know, they just listen to whatever's hot. They go 1942.
Yeah, definitely. Whatever's in the songs, shit, man. Whatever in the songs is what they want to drink.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I pull that out on most young, they don't even know what the fuck that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how you feel about, how y'all feel about the music? Because y'all, have y'all heard that remix with Lotto at Boo, Boo, Boo? And she got Sexy Red.
Yeah, I like them little hoes, yeah, man. They some young hoes doing their thing.
That's what it is, ain't it?
Yeah, I like Sexy Red.
I don't know about Lotto, but I can tell a young hoe when I... Sexy Red been selling pussy in St. Louis. You know, a motherfucker ain't gonna tell me no different. That bitch just lucked up, made a hot record.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I'm ready to act a fool. What do you think a hoe gonna do you give a record deal? She gonna act a goddamn fool. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, shit.
Hey, I fuck with Sexy Red because that's your average chick. I like when real motherfuckers make it.
Real, you can tell you know she's a Dusty real lad bitch. Yeah. She's one of them. Cardi B's like that, except the difference between Sexy Red, you can tell Sexy Red's writing that shit. The shit she's saying?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody else really writing that bullshit. Pussy pink, booty hole, brown. Yeah, you wrote that shit, bitch. That's straight from you. You a real MC. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's why I like that. I like her a little more than Cardi, because Cardi's one of my favorite hoes out there.
Yeah,
Cardi. I don't like that bitch Meg Thee Stallion, though.
You know? You don't?
Why you don't like Meg?
She's, to me, she's the coldest female rapper other than Nicki.
Yes.
But how she did that dude Karl Crawford. I hate a disloyal whore, man. He gave her that money and put her on, man, and got with Rock Nation, man.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that shit, man.
Yeah.
Ever since then, I ain't liked her.
Then she did the shit with Tori, but Tori, you know, he shouldn't have popped her, though.
I don't know if he popped her, man. I think the best friend did that shit, man. And his goof ass just didn't want to tell. I told on that bitch.
God damn.
Like, look, same way I said with Gunna. I'm not a drug dealer. I'm Tory Lanez, the singing nigga. I got millions of dollars on the line. Then I got other shit set up.
Yeah.
That bitch shot her with the 45. You can check her motherfucking palm prints. I don't know why they ain't saying nothing trying to put on my black ass. Yeah. Y'all got me all fucked up. Thanks. I'm going to say it something.
Thanks.
That ain't like we selling drugs. That ain't like me and you getting together, going to rob a liquor store, rob a bank. I get caught. Right. I was with Brandon. Now, you a rat ass nigga.
Facts.
That's totally different.
Yeah.
I'm in the studio cutting records.
Right.
We go to the party with these rich bitches. You mad because I'm trying to fuck a hot white bitch with the money.
Uh-huh.
You and her guitar fan and I'm fucking everybody.
Yeah.
And this bitch shoot your goof ass.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take the fall. Man, you a goddamn liar. So maybe he did do it. Because any nigga with sense would have told. Like, no. Nah. You see what Gunna did?
Yeah.
Hey, man, them niggas is gang banging.
That nigga said yes.
I don't know what the fuck is wrong with him.
I'm just a pretty nigga with the purse. I never thought Gunna was. I ain't talking that gangster shit. I'm riding the beats.
I'm pretending, nigga.
But check it, though. I was just about to say, that's where trying to fit in and shit, that's when it goes wrong. That's when you can't.
Because.
That's why that shit didn't turn out for him like 6ix9ine. Everybody think he go, no, 6ix9ine had the real gangsters doing gangster shit.
Yeah.
He's calling shots. Gunna just hanging with you niggas.
Facts.
Rolling the weed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. When we go to the next fashion party.
Yeah.
That's all he give a fuck about.
Uh-huh.
Y'all niggas going to spin blocks and shit. That nigga ain't got nothing to do with that.
Right.
That ain't the life he signed up for. He signed up to cut records.
Yeah, right. Talking fly shit.
They're a gang. They're gang banging. I seen them all. They was all out there throwing up saying.
Yeah.
That's what he did. Man, I ain't going to tell him he was wrong for it.
Ain't no snitching shit. It's street code. If you not in the streets, if you didn't jump in that shit,
even street code, I hate when niggas say that. Look at all the biggest motherfucking gangsters you know about.
They all told.
Frank Lucas.
Told.
Rafer Edmonds.
Told.
Alpo.
Told.
So if you really look at it, snitching is street code, nigga. Shit. The fuck, nigga, ain't no loyalty in that shit, man. Niggas like telling themselves, oh, it's the code of the street. Nigga. The motherfucker who killed for John Gotti told.
Facts.
Once he told, nigga, it was all at the one. Well, hold on now. They let him get away with 50 bodies.
Damn.
Come on, Sammy the Bull. Then he got out and started selling ecstasy.
Damn.
Come on, bro.
He did.
Come on, bro. Nigga, so if you ask me, snitching been the code since Nicky Bonds.
Shit.
Shit. What the fuck you talking about?
So, me and you. I'm gonna say, I'm gonna give you a little hypothetical. You the street nigga selling crack. You the dope. We best friends. You know what I mean? I'm on my way to work. I'm the street. I'm no. Ain't in the streets. Ain't don't even smoke weed. I'm going to work. And mm-hmm. I'm giving you a ride to the store. Hey, can you give me a ride to the corner? The police pull over.
Uh-huh.
And you throw some dope in my back
seat. You supposed to tell on me. Because I'm supposed to have been a real nigga and took my case.
Yeah,
if I know you going to work, feeding yourself the legal way. Mm-hmm. And my bitch ass don't either. Hey, get out and run. Because that's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to throw no dope in your lap. I'm not going to throw no dope in your car.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, stop the car, cuz.
Right.
Soon as they get out, take off a block and let me out.
Uh-huh.
Tell them I had a gun on you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But then, I ain't sitting around for it, bro. Okay.
That's facts, right,
but
though.
If you throw it on a nigga, a working nigga, I know this nigga, this ain't his life.
He's a bitch.
He didn't choose this shit.
Yeah.
Man, you better tell on that bitch ass nigga.
And I'm going to tell you this.
Dirt ass nigga, man. That nigga just threw this dope on me, man.
It's as simple as this.
Real talk.
If me and you supposed to be even friends, my nigga, you don't
why
be
would
friends.
I do this to you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
if
a code.
I discuss it with you, I know homies who didn't, hey, man, if you take the gun, cuz I'm going to go on and whoop the dude. Now, if a nigga be like, I got you.
Uh-huh.
It's totally different.
Or the nigga say, hey, bro, I got my gun on me and this shit. I just need to go this way, my nigga.
Let me out.
You know what I'm saying?
Let me out.
Are you cool
you.
With that? Because some niggas would be real enough to be like, nah, bro, you can't get in the car.
I had that situation happen to me before. The nigga was like, can I get a ride to the store? So we go to this store. I'm thinking, nah, I'm going to this store right here. Now I keep riding. Well, I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm about to make this little surge. Whoop, whoop, whoop. And the police didn't even whip us. They got behind us. And then they threw some crack in my fuck right in my little what you call. He said, man, you know I'm fucked up out here, man. You take his charge. It'd be your first charge.
Nah, dirt ass.
I'm like, nigga, what?
Nah, I would never fuck
you. You know what it is, too, bro.
Straight out my car.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out my car.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you after this. Get out.
Get the fuck out my car, nigga. You a rat fink ass nigga. That's the rat.
Yeah.
If a nigga who snitches a rat, what you call that nigga?
Still a rat.
Y'all both rats. You dirty rat fink motherfucker. You just threw me under the bus. Like, no, fuck you.
Real talk. It should be happening to the cool niggas, though. The niggas be wanting to, shit, I'll take you around there, cuz.
Yeah,
I'll take you around there.
I just watched that movie, Hitchhiker. Y'all ever seen that?
Nah.
The bitch is telling you, do not pick that nigga up.
Uh-huh.
He picked the nigga up. Dude holler, man, yeah, motherfuckers don't usually pick a person up. Hitchhiking, he's like, yeah, I'm just trying to look out. So his girlfriend looking at him like, yeah, stupid ass nigga.
Yeah.
So then dude look over, oh, man, you married? I see. Nah, I ain't really married.
Mm-hmm.
I just keep it on so motherfuckers don't know I'm crazy. The motherfucker trying to kill him. You holler, huh? Nigga, pull that knife. Yeah, trap man, the whole movie. Go watch that shit.
Called The Hitchhiker?
Yeah, dog, stupid
I'm
ass nigga.
Out
I ain't
too.
Picking up no goddamn baddie.
Hell
I see
no.
Yeah, because he seen him out in the rain when his car broke down.
Hell
yeah,
no.
So be after.
I'm telling you, I ain't got nothing for you.
Because I done been out places and motherfuckers ain't stopped for me. I ain't stopping for nobody. I'm going to keep it real.
I don't want you to stop for me because I don't trust you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
If you
goofy enough to stop for me, you probably trying to do something to me.
Yeah, I'm trying to get you first. Yeah.
We two crazy motherfuckers in here. Nah, fuck
that. And I ain't hitchhiking either. You're going to have to stop your car and be like, hey, it's me, Big.
Yeah, cool,
I'm
what's
cool.
up, bro?
I ain't doing none of that shit.
If you ain't got roadside assistance, AAA, I love when you can call. I ain't got, everybody got cell phones these days. If your cell phone's dead and your car's dead, you deserve
it. You know how the movies is. They was in a zone where the phones didn't work.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's how the movies work. Don't none of the cell phones work in the movie.
Yeah, that's what be fucking me up about movies. But my favorite movie like that, like Suspense, man, it got to be like Running Scared. You ever seen that?
Running Scared, I've seen it. Break it down.
Yeah,
that was a good one.
That was a bad motherfucker,
What
boy.
Was he running from?
Shit, he was running from...
The police, wasn't he?
Yeah, it was the police.
Then the mob.
Like the mob, but his son got kidnapped too.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So he's fighting going to jail and niggas trying to kill him for real. And when the mob finally found the nigga, they put his head on the ice and froze his head.
His head?
Yes.
They killed him?
Nah, they was trying to. Nigga
so
didn't
what
die.
You mean they put his head in the ice?
They put his head on the ice.
Yeah.
At the hockey rink. And they froze his head and was like, shooting hockey pucks at it, boom, busting him open. Nigga still didn't die. You feel me? The movie's a bad motherfucker, dog. The whole movie, I was like, damn.
R.P. Paul Walker, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
he's a bad boy.
You see all the dope movies. What's it called? Running Scared?
Running Scared, yeah.
I'm going to have to check that one out.
It's two movies because there's one back in the 80s, Running Scared. That's back in the 80s. And Paul Walker's came out maybe like 2008, 2007.
Yeah.
But It was, man, this is probably the most funnest shit we even had. This is like the, we sip it on good brown liquor.
Yes, sir.
The show is called Big and Lazy, so you got to give us something big, something good to eat, and something good to watch. Well, you said The Hitchhiker.
So you watch a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go, definitely go watch that Trading Places.
I watch a lot of old movies.
Yeah, and that Bloodsport. Yeah, y'all make sure y'all go watch them too. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite of all time?
Yeah.
My favorite movie of all time? I don't know. It's a tie. I can give you three. I'm going to say Casino, No Country for Old Men.
Good movie.
And Clockers.
All three of them is good movies. All three of them is good movies.
What about you?
I got a favorite movie. Unforgiven, man.
Unforgiving.
Yeah, man, that's my favorite movie.
You got Denzel in it, ain't it?
Nah, it got Clint Eastwood and Morgan Freeman and Gene Hackman.
Ah, okay. Shawshank Redemption is a good. I love Shout out to
That's my
Redemption.
Second.
Yeah, Shawshank Redemption. That's my good second, movie, man.
As me and my brother be talking, I be like,
Andy Dufresne. I'm
telling you, I pick Unforgiven over Shawshank because it's a western.
Uh huh.
Yeah,
but it's you just gotta watch it. It's a bad motherfucker.
Man, what's your one? Mine's will be Any Given Sunday.
Good movie.
That's my favorite movie.
That's your favorite movie?
Yeah.
I like
I think
Any
you did our first
Sunday.
Show in the Willie Beeman jersey, didn't you?
Yeah, that was my
favorite. Oh, you got
movie.
A Willie Beeman jersey?
Yeah.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
Yeah,
hey,
you see them t-shirts I sent you, bro? Yeah. I'm going to play with it.
I think Any Given Sunday was underrated.
Any
Given Sunday
was
different.
I think it was bigger than it
you
gotta
think. My nigga Jamie, that's why I said Jamie's probably the most underrated.
Clockers too.
Clockers
is underrated.
Clockers is cold.
Scorsese and Spike Lee?
Yeah, as far as underrated, Clockers and yeah.
That nigga Jamie Foxx is probably one of the most talented niggas ever.
Yeah,
nigga done everything.
Yeah.
That nigga was sitting on the bench.
He's like the Deion Sanders of entertainment.
He didn't even know where his helmet was. He tried to run out on the field with no helmet. Get out there and threw up. You know? Yeah, shout out to Deion, man.
Yeah, so, Deion's one of the coldest niggas to do sports.
But before we get out of here, what you been up to? Where can they find you at? What you been up to?
Right now, I'm just down there at the Virtue every Wednesday. I mean, well, once a month now. Then all my social platform, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, Luther Chauncey. And on that YouTube, that's what I'm trying to get going. So, yeah, whoever's watching this, go check out my YouTube.
Definitely
I need to start putting content on there. That's what
like
I'm going to start focusing
man.
On in the next year.
And shout out to the network, the Confirm Network.
Yes, sir.
Go follow them. Anywhere you can find podcasts, Confirm Network.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirm Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls podcast as well as Big and Lazy podcast on the Confirm Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support and keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.